This is Leg Effect from WUWM Milwaukee Public Radio. Thanks so much for joining us. I'm Jane Hamden. Kenosha residents live in Wisconsin, but they live with Illinois. Kenosha is a suburb of Chicago, essentially. John Antaramian has been mayor of this border town for 13 years, and he's not running for re-election. That frees him to say what he thinks about regional cooperation in southeastern Wisconsin and about his belief in the power of public transit. Welcome, John Antaramian, to Leg Effect.
Well, thank you.
Regional issues are something that you've been dealing with your entire tenure, well over a decade in Kenosha. How do you think the Milwaukee region is doing, and in your case, Milwaukee-Chicago region, is doing when it comes to this issue?
I think not very well. We have, there are groups out there that are trying to do some things, but as a region up to this point in time, we probably do have failing marks.
You have used the word pathetic. This is something you feel really strongly about.
Yes, and pathetic probably is a very good word as to how we have done. When we can't work together to get a rail system, a transportation system in place, those things that are necessary for economic development, not just for us to compete within the state, but on a national basis and an international basis, when we can't do that, then there's something wrong with the system. There's something wrong with us because we have not done a good job.
Well, you have sat in many a meeting with people who've said this is a billion-dollar mess to invest in something like rail. Nobody's going to use it. It's not worth it. We have other needs, and we have to expand the highway system. How do you try to persuade people who feel that strongly that they need to change course?
I don't know that you are going to persuade the people who feel that strongly you're going to change course, and that's part of the problem that we have right now. And regrettably, what's going to happen is this is going to be an issue that's going to come up and bite us sometime in the future because we're going to be left behind. We're going to lose out on the federal dollars. We're going to lose out on our ability to compete. The business community, I give them credit, has stepped forward and have been trying to get something accomplished. Regrettably, the politics of Milwaukee doesn't seem to want to let it happen. And I don't know if the business community, in all honesty, is willing to push the elected officials to the point where they need to push them to make it happen.
Well, who do you blame in Milwaukee? Are you talking about the Walker administration? Who are you talking about?
Well, I think there's plenty of blame to go around to a whole bunch of people. It's not just Milwaukee. We're a region. You can't sit here and, I can sit here and say, well, I think you should do this, or you should do that. But in all honesty, all of us have failed. I do put probably a little more pressure on Scott than others because I think he could have made it happen if he'd wanted to. But his position that there will be no new tax on anything has created a problem in getting that accomplished. That's his philosophy. He can't argue. I'm not going to sit here and tell you his philosophy is wrong. That's what he believes in, and he's going to do what he believes. But I think it then behooves the business community to step forward and say, Scott, you know what? We disagree with you. We think this is important, and we need this to happen. And though I think they have stepped up, I don't think they have pushed the envelope as far as they need to push it to make it happen. But I wouldn't just put all the, in fairness, I wouldn't put all the pressure just on Scott. It's not just his fault. I think there are others who have been involved who have been unwilling to make things occur. County Executive Racine is very nervous about doing any kind of taxes also. So I think that there are a number of people who have problems with this, and there's a number of legislators who have created issues as to, we'll say, well, we should do this, but, and then find ways to not support making it happen. KRM could have happened with the one tax that the state was looking at. However, you had Robin Voss and Racine who had a problem with it, and other legislators from some of the areas around here that had problems with it, and basically they killed it.
KRM, meaning Kenosha, Racine, Milwaukee, the rail project that you've been working so hard on. Your perspective as mayor of Kenosha is probably quite a bit different from many of the elected officials in the Milwaukee area because you're as much a part of the Chicagoland region as you are of the Milwaukee metropolitan area. How does that change your perspective, do you think, when you're sitting around a table of all these regional leaders?
Well, I think part of the difference is that I see it. I have rail in Kenosha. Kenosha has the metro system to Chicago. We are a northern suburb of Chicago. I'm not tied to Milwaukee. I'm tied to Chicago. So my economy faces south. It does not face north. The rail comes to Kenosha. And because of that, we've seen what rail can do and how advantageous it is to a community, how it has helped us redevelop our lakefront, how it has helped us redevelop much of our community. and how we have used it as to the growth on the western end of the city along the interstate.
Let me interrupt you here. Tell me more about how having a rail station in Kenosha that linked you to Chicago helps develop your lakefront and the brownfields, all the different projects.
Well, it's rather simple. When you look at the demographics at Harbor Park, which is the lakefront development, and what you'll find is a large portion of the people living there come from Chicago. And many of them take the train to downtown Chicago for work. I mean, so there is a commute issue of people who use that train.
So they're looking for affordable lakefront. They're looking for Kenosha.
Affordable lakefront. They're looking for safe lakefront, looking for safety in the community. I mean, Kenosha is one of the safest communities in the state of Wisconsin. And nationally, I believe we ranked like the 84th safest city in the country. So we have, number one, ideal location, lakefront that's affordable, and safety. And when you put that together, it is very advantageous for people to come and live in Kenosha. But it still doesn't work unless you throw in that extra piece, which is the rail. The rail helps get people from Kenosha to downtown Chicago. That becomes very, very positive. And so we can show to other people that it does work. And so from my perspective, from Mayor Becker's perspective in Racine, both of us agree 100% on what's going on. And since I've thrown out names, in fairness, Alan Keel, the Kenosha County Executive, has been supportive. Mayor Barrett has been supportive. I think the issue comes down to is, for some people, it comes down to a philosophical issue of not willing to spend the funds. And, you know, there's an old adage, penny wise, pound foolish. And when it comes to transportation, I think in this case that's what's occurred. People are being penny wise and pound foolish for the long-term development of our communities.
If you talk to rail advocates nationally, they've seen this same argument play out from state to state, region to region around the country. The difference is that in some of the places, especially that we've looked at during our Project Milwaukee series, Denver, Minneapolis, they've finally gotten the holdouts to come around. Now, do you see anything breakthrough like this happening during your tenure as mayor?
As my tenure, no, since I'm done, which is probably one of the reasons I'm so outspoken on some of this with throwing out names and everything else. I'm very concerned that because we are being so slow in the uptake in some of the things we're doing, and I don't want to make it sound like KRM is dead, because I don't believe that. I believe KRM will happen, and that is something that will occur eventually. The question is, and my concern always is are we going to end up spending more money in the long term because we have been short-sighted and not willing to take advantage of the funds that are available to us now? I think that is going to be one of the things that can occur if pressure is not put and if movement doesn't happen in the very near future.
When you say you believe that this whole region, including Chicago area you're talking about, is going to be left behind, is being left behind, what do you mean by that? What are other areas that have made this investment getting that we're not?
Well, if you're looking at around the country, there are very few corridors like Kenosha, like Milwaukee to Chicago. Okay. Keep on trying to remember Kenosha is not, because Chicago is not a suburb of Kenosha. Kenosha is a suburb of Chicago. But from Chicago to Milwaukee, that corridor is just a tremendous corridor and has tremendous potential for economic development. There are a handful of corridors like that around the country. We would probably rank last in those corridors in the sense of being able to bring new economic vitality to our communities because we have been slow on the uptake. We have not done things that other communities have done, other regions have done, to make sure that the economics of the area are strong and progressive. And yet, I think this is the corridor that has the greatest potential. We have not taken advantage of that. And rail is one of the things that needs to be done. Transportation is another thing. The whole look of how we deal with businesses and the economics of the region, we need to look at. I mean, I think there's a lot of things that we can do that can be very positive, but we need to take some first steps. And the first step, I think, is trying to get, you know, basically six elected officials to agree to say yes on one thing and make it happen.
You've been mayor of Kenosha since 1992, and as you said, you're not going to be on the ballot in spring of 2008. Did you think that by now there would be light rail or some sort of rail linking Chicago and Milwaukee and perhaps even going to Madison?
No, actually, I have to be very honest with you. I think the timing for our area has not been right. I think there had been such a negative response to rail. I'm not sure why that happened. I know it started in Milwaukee, but there had been such a negative response to rail for the last, my goodness, 20 years, that it does not surprise me that it's taken us this long. I think what has surprised me is that when the business community stepped up and said, we need to do this, that the elected officials didn't step up. That surprised me.
Well, what do you see happening next? We just hit this impasse, and talks have pretty much broken down on this issue. I mean, do you see any of these players saying, all right, let's get back to it, let's try again?
Well, I think you're seeing other players involved that may eventually help move this along. I think you're seeing the Alliance of Cities looking to try to create some RTAs throughout the state.
Regional transit authorities.
Regional transit authorities. I think that will be helpful. So I think there's some other options that are out there that may eventually push the issue back on the table. I also think that the business community has not given up on the project yet. And I think that, as I said, the KRM did get some funding in the state budget so that it's still moving forward. It's just not moving forward as rapidly as I would like to see it happen.
So when you're no longer mayor, are you still going to be talking about this issue and pushing for it, or are you just going to take a break?
Well, that's it. Everything all depends on what's going on. I'll probably still be involved in the issue only on a personal basis because I truly believe that this is a necessity. I really think that we are missing the boat on this issue, and that's very disappointing.
Well, thanks so much for driving up to Milwaukee and joining us.
I would have loved to have taken the train, but I'm not able to.
John Antaramian has, for 13 years, been mayor of Kenosha, a city that will elect a new mayor in April 2008. Our forum, Project Milwaukee, Creating a Vibrant Regional Economy, takes place this afternoon at 4 o'clock in the Plankinton Building in downtown Milwaukee. We'll record the discussion and air the forum on Lake Effect on Monday, November 19th. There's information on our panelists and an archive of all of our Project Milwaukee coverage at our website, wuwm.com. Just ahead, she worked for the civil rights movement 40 years ago in Selma. Today, she's teaching young people about that heritage. Joanne Bland is up next on Lake Effect from WUWM.